Well, as we celebrate Mother's Day today, I'm reminded of many things that we often hear some moms say. Maybe it's something that you had heard your mother say, but as I was reading some things and thinking about some of the things that I've heard my mother say, sometimes moms teach us some really great things. Sometimes they teach us about foresight. You know, we've heard that phrase, make sure you have on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Somewhere along the line, a mom said that. Moms often teach us about logic. Hey, if you fall out of that tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. They go ahead and teach us about maturity. Eat your vegetables or you'll never grow up. Mothers go ahead and teach us about a relationship with God and prayer. They tell us, you better pray, that comes out of the carpet. Maybe they teach us about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Maybe they go ahead and teach us about contortionism. Just go ahead and take a look at the dirt on the back of your neck. But maybe there's one that they teach us a little bit, and it just says this, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. There were a time or two that my mom probably said that, and there were probably one or two more times that she wanted to say that. Abraham Lincoln said this. He said, all that I am or I ever hope to be, I owe to my mom. Moms have a tremendous impact and influence on a life. I don't think we often realize the influence that a mom has on her life until we get a little bit older. Then I think we begin to go ahead and see the powerful influence that a mother can have. But when we look at a mom and her influence. Sometimes we look and sometimes on a day like Mother's Day, there might be some moms that are saying, look, I really don't need a message on how to be the perfect mother. It just goes ahead and puts pressure on me. And then it's always one of those things that you have to be thinking, I mean, what's a man know about being a mom? And you're right, very little, right? I mean, we just don't always get it. But can I just tell you this today? The thing that makes a great mom is the same thing that makes a great Christ follower. Today, whether you're a mom, whether you're expecting to be a mom, whether you've been a mom for a really long time, or whether you're like me and don't ever have the hope of being a mom, we're going to share some points that are going to help us be a better Christ follower. And if we begin to go ahead and look at them, they'll help us in every area of our life. When I think about what it means to be a better Christ follower, when I think about what it means when we say truth wins, because there are some of us here today that are ready to win at life. Maybe there's some moms here today that are ready to win and get over some frustrating points of life. Maybe there are some moms here today that are just struggling with motherhood and the pressure of always trying to go ahead and be perfect. Let's just be honest. Sometimes when you read the Bible and you hear messages on Mother's Day, sometimes it might be a little bit daunting if you're a mom. I mean, people say, let's shoot to be a Proverbs 31 woman. The Proverbs 31 woman is an outline, and we see in Proverbs chapter 31, there's an outline of someone that is able to go ahead and make every bed and keep the house clean. Her husband is dressed in the best clothing that she went out and she bought land and sold and then literally kind of planted the cotton and went home and took the cotton and spun it and dyed it and made clothes for her husband. And everybody is proud of him. And it's almost a picture that she has the perfect husband, the perfect kids, and she's living in the perfect world because she is Superwoman. And we began to go ahead and look at that, and some people say, man, I would love to be that, but I could never be that. Some people look at their wife and say, man, I really wish that my wife was a better mother, or maybe we look at our own mother and we say, man, I wish that my mom had been a better mother to me, and we go ahead and we put pressure on them to conform to what we believe the ideal is. Well, here's the reality. Today, instead of trying to go ahead and feel guilty, instead of trying to go ahead and overcome the pressure on our own, we're going to talk about winning and a truth that helps us win. And we're going to take a look at a great example of how each and every one of us can be a better Christ follower and let that flow into the areas of our life. And we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture in John chapter 8 and verse number 31. Here's what Jesus begins to tell some of his listeners, some people that are listening and kind of hanging on every word. He said to those Jews who believed him, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And then here's what he says. He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, he says this, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. That word abide means to stay connected. That word abide means to continue in. That word abide means to go ahead and rely upon. That word abide, it goes ahead and gives us the idea of a relationship where we're going to go ahead and have a relationship that we're relying upon, and we're going to let flow through our life into the life of someone else. So Jesus himself says, here's the secret. He says, if you will go ahead and continue in this relationship, if you will count on me, if you will rely on me, if you will take what I give you and relay it to someone else, then you know what's going to happen is you're going to experience a freedom and they're going to experience a freedom. And a perfect example of this today is found in the life of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, when we look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, she obviously was a follower of her son. She obviously had a relationship with God. But let's go ahead and look at her life, because right away, some of us might be quick to think and be quick to ask herself, what on earth did she need to win at? She had a great life. Let's just think about this. Some things that Mary experienced. Before we go any further, let's just unpack it according to the scripture. She experienced difficulty and rejection and struggles as she was judged by others and as Joseph sought to put her away. You see, Mary is already betrothed to Joseph. We pick that up in Matthew chapter 1, and we pick that up in Luke chapter 1, and they've got this great plan, and they've got this great future, and all of a sudden, everything becomes very uncertain. You see, people around town are going to be talking about this lady who is pregnant out of wedlock, and her and Joseph are going to try and explain it with, no, really, she's pure. It's a God thing. Do you know what people are going to do? They're gonna go ahead and think, you know what? I hate it when people think I'm dumb enough to believe a story like that. That's gonna be their response. They're gonna think, no, that can't happen. That couldn't take place. She knew what it was like to experience difficulty, rejection, and struggles. She knew what it was like to be looking into the eyes of the one that she loved, knowing this guy is trying to figure out how to get rid of me, because he was. Can I ask you something? Does that sound like the perfect scenario? That's not what we want out of life. That doesn't sound like what we long for. Mary knew what struggles were really all about. Sometimes we look at Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of the Son of God, and we just assume, man, life was perfect for her, but we forget about the struggles that were very real in her life. Maybe we look at the joy at his birth that we see in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 7, and wow, she had that joy at his birth, but how many of us would be happy to go ahead and be giving birth not only to our child that was literally physically ours, but being entrusted with the Son of God, and you go ahead and give birth in a stable and you place him in a manger and you're thinking, okay, this is how it's really supposed to go? I think we might be struggling with some of those moments. Maybe there was some excitement when the shepherds came in Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 20, and they didn't understand everything, and then the wise men would later come to worship according to Matthew chapter 2 and the first 12 verses. Maybe there was uncertainty when they walked into the temple to go ahead and offer a dedication, and Simeon took him and he prophesied about this one who had come. But then he went ahead and he gave us these words in Luke chapter 2 and verse number 35 that said the sword would pierce him and it would also pierce her soul. Maybe we forget about the agony and grief that Mary knew as she watched her son dying on the cross in John chapter 19 and verse number 25. Maybe we forget about the uncertainty and the loneliness as she stood there with John, a Christ follower, and Jesus looked at her from the cross, and he looked at John, and he said, "John, behold, this is now your mother. Mother, this is now the one you go with." Maybe she felt like an absolute failure when the brothers of Jesus, the half-brothers of Jesus, that obviously were born after him, to her and Joseph, maybe she felt like an absolute failure because they didn't believe and they didn't follow. You see, John chapter 7 and verse number 5 specifically says that the brothers of Jesus were gathered with them, and here's what it says, and they did not believe. Think about that for just a moment. Here we have Jesus, he's already working miracles and he's doing the impossible. And those that are close to him and those that have grown up with him and those that have watched him do it and those that are a part of the family, can I just tell you this? Not only did they say they didn't believe Jesus, but do you know what that means? It also means, hey, mom, dad, I don't believe the story that you've told us. Think about that one for just a moment. You see, if they don't believe that Jesus is who he said he is, then they're also saying, mom and dad, we don't believe that you are who you say you are. There's some lonely moments in her life. I'm trying to let us know today that when we look at the pages of scriptures, we look at some people and we say, man, their life was great and their life must have been such a storybook moment. No, she knew what the ups and downs were like. Certainly she knew what joy was like, but she also knew what pain was like. She knew what hope was like, but she also knew what it was like to feel hopeless. So how do we win in a situation like that? How can we go ahead and leave this place today with hope in our hearts? How can we leave as a mom and say, man, I want to go ahead and impact my family in a greater way? How can we leave as individual Christ followers, regardless of our role in society, and say, I want my life to be better? According to Jesus, here's one of the things that we take from John chapter 8, and it's something that we take from Mary's life as well. And here's the first thing is this: we've got to be willing to receive his word. We've got to be willing to receive his word. Jesus told the Jews, those that believed him, he said, if you'll abide in my word, it meant this: they had already received his word, and if they would go ahead and take what they had received and begin to go ahead and live by it, their life would be different. You see, the Apostle Paul encouraged the followers in the city of Colossae. He writes to him, and in Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6, he says this: just as you received Christ Jesus, I want you to go ahead and walk in him. What does it mean to go ahead and receive? It means to go ahead and open up our life and to begin to let it flow in. You see, one of the keys for your life being better, one of the keys for truth to win in your life, is we first have to receive that truth. And Jesus is telling those who are looking on and those that are listening in John chapter 8, he says, here's the secret. You've got to be willing to go ahead and abide. And in order to abide, what we have to do is first receive. You see, we can't continue in something that we're not already in. And what Jesus was telling them is this: if we're going to go ahead and receive it, then that means that we're having a relationship with his word. You see, a relationship with the word, first and foremost, a relationship with Jesus, coming to that point where we receive his forgiveness, where we receive his sacrifice, where we look at our life and say, man, I've made a mess of it, and I need to be a Jesus follower because I need the forgiveness of sins. I need the hope of heaven. I need to turn from where I'm at, and I need to turn to him. You see, that's what Jesus was saying. If you'll go ahead and receive my word, if you'll begin to go ahead and continue in my word, here's what's going to happen. Not only are you going to enjoy a relationship with me, because that relationship is instantaneous, The moment we place our faith and trust in him, he says, when you continue in my word, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go ahead and begin to know truths, and you're going to gain freedom in your life. And some of us today need some freedom. We need some freedom from some of the things that are holding us back, some of the struggles that are getting us down. Do you ever think that there was a moment in Mary's life where she needed some freedom? You ever think there was some struggles in her life that were so big that she was dealing with what other people thought of her and what people in town were saying? And she was dealing with the struggles of here I am, a woman that's not perfect and I don't have it all together, but here I am and I'm supposed to go ahead and raise the Son of God? How am I going to go ahead and do that? Do you ever read through the Bible when we look at different things? And Mary and Joseph went to the temple, right? They took their annual trip. And in the process of taking the annual trip to the temple, there was a big crowd and there were other family members with them by this time. And they're on their way back and they had already traveled a day. And here's what happens. They notice that what? They forgot Jesus. Now, I want to tell you something. We specialize in something around here. We specialize in this. Parents aren't leaving their kids here after service, all right? That's something that we look for. Why? Because I've been left at church. There was a time where my parents went ahead and packed up and they got busy and they went home and guess what? I wasn't with them. I don't know how long it was before they realized it. I don't know whether they thought about, do we just leave him there? It's a short walk. He can figure it out for himself. I don't know any of those things, but I know this. When Joseph and Mary realized they had forgotten Jesus, what did they do? They panicked and they went back and they searched, and the conversation is there. I want to tell you something. There were moments in her life and in their life that are just like yours and mine, moments where there were struggles that we needed freedom from. And freedom begins, according to Jesus, when we begin to go ahead and receive his word. How did Mary receive his word? In Luke chapter 1 and verse number 30, the angel of the Lord comes to her and begins to go ahead and explain all of these things. And what does the angel of the Lord begin to go ahead and say? First phrase says, do not be afraid. And here's what Mary does. She responds to the messenger of God. Why? Because she respected his word. She valued it. She knew that there was something of value in it for her. Do you know one of the ways that we become a better Christ follower? Do you know one of the ways that we begin to experience freedom is we begin to value what God values. We begin to respect his word and say, wow, if it's there, there's got to be something in it that I can receive. And here's what Mary does. She just begins to go ahead and have such a value on his word that she begins to go ahead and receive it. In Luke chapter 1 and verse number 34, here's what she says. The angel says, look, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go ahead and give birth. And Mary asks a question. She says, how can this be, seeing I know not a man? She's saying, how can this be since I'm a virgin? All right? How can this be? Because this is not possible. She's not telling him it's not going to happen. She's having a question and answer time with the messenger of the Lord. What does it mean? She's having a conversation not to reject his word. She's having a conversation so that she can receive his word. Here's what Mary's trying to do. When we go back and look at how things are structured, Mary's asking an open, honest question, and she's having a conversation because she wants what God has for her, and she wants it in her life. Sometimes we have conversations with God to reject what he has for us. Sometimes we have conversations with God to push away what he has for us. Mary begins to ask some questions, not because she doesn't believe God, not because she doesn't trust God. She's having a conversation with God because she wants to go ahead and build her faith and trust. You see, there's a key in my life and in your life, and Jesus said if we would go ahead and abide, if we would continue in his truth, if we would continue in his word, we would know the truth, and the truth would set us free. I wonder what conversation we could have with God right now about an issue in our life to help us receive His Word, to help us receive what He has for us, to help us do what Mary did in Luke chapter 1 and verse number 37 and verse number 38. Because here was the response. The angel said, "For with God, all things are possible." And Mary said, "Okay, here's what I want to do. According to your word, let it be to me." Do you know what Mary did? She didn't all of a sudden turn perfect. She didn't all of a sudden understand everything. Do you know what she did? She just said, "Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm receiving whatever you have for my life. I'm laying it out there." She had a heart to follow His word. You see, if we're a Christ follower today, it doesn't matter who we are. Do you know what we need to do? We need to set ourselves up so that we can receive more of God's word, so that we can go ahead and receive more of God's word in our life. And here's why it's important, because the more we receive God's word, this is key, the greater the opportunity for us to rely on God's word. You see, I think that Mary was just a common, ordinary woman who had a heart for God and said, "Okay, God, you can use me. I trust you. And when she began to have conversation, she began to open up her heart even more, and she began to continue in the truth that she had heard about and some things that she was searching for, and she opened up her life, and she began to receive God's word, and receiving more of God's word would allow her to take a second step, and that's just to rely on His word. You see, here's what Jesus said. He said, "You want to go ahead and have freedom? You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free if we go ahead and continue," or if we abide in His word, if we continue in His word. You see, when we go ahead and continue in His word, we're staying connected to His word, and here's what happens when we're continuing and being connected in His word. We begin to go ahead and rely on His word. Sometimes in life, when life begins to be a struggle, We tend to go ahead and rely on what we know, right? We just rely on what we know. We go back to what we know and what we're familiar with. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say, "Look, here's what's going to happen. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And in any moment you have questions, in any moment you have concerns, just go with what you've learned from past experiences and some of the great moments that you've had in life." Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus says, "If you'll go ahead and continue in my word, if you'll stay connected to my word." You see, there's a lot of pressure on moms. There's a lot of pressure on dads. There's a lot of pressure on children. There's a lot of pressure on Christians, period, because we want to go ahead and we want to be what everybody else wants us to be more than what God wants us to be. And the greatest thing that we can do to be the mom, the dad, the child, the Christian that God wants us to be is to begin to rely on His word. We continue in it, we receive it so that it gets into our life so that we can rely on it day in and day out. Can I ask you something? What do you think held Mary together as she stood and watched her son giving his life? It wasn't all the friends and followers of Jesus, because they had left. It wasn't everybody around town going, "Mary, this was a good plan, and you followed him, and it's turning out really well." No, it wasn't. The only thing that she had to rely on was God's word, because when everything looked like it was fading away, and when everyone else was walking away, what was she left with? She was left with the truth of His word. And can I tell you, the truth of His word did not fail her. Because as everyone else had left and she was looking on and she watched the body of the Son of God be taken from a cross and placed in a borrowed tomb, she watched that take place. But 3 days later, He was risen again, just as He said. Can you imagine not only what a proud follower of Jesus she was, but what one proud earthly mama she was after that had taken place? I bet she looked up some people down at the town square and said, "I told you so." Who's laughing now? You know, I mean, whatever it may have been. We stop and look. What did she have to go ahead and and hold on to His Word. You see, in Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 7, Paul wrote, and he said in verse number 6, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, walk in Him. But verse number 7 continues, it says, rooted and built up. You see, the only way that we can be rooted in something is to be able to receive it. We receive it and then we're rooted in it. We begin to go ahead and grow in it. And over and over and over in the life of Mary, here's what would happen. Someone would come along and you'll see a little quote in a passage of Scripture. And it's coming from the Old Testament. And maybe Jesus spoke it and she was there. And she began to go ahead and listen to that word and rely on that word. When the shepherds came, the Bible says that she marveled at all the things that were told unto them. She sat and she thought about things. She was letting the Word of God get into her life so that she could rely on the Word of God. You see, one of the things that we really need to do as Christ followers is quit relying on our reputation, quit worrying about our reputation, and quit living by reputation, and begin to go ahead and just live by relationship, a relationship to God's Word, and relying on His Word. I'm not telling you this morning that we shouldn't care what other people think about us, because we can go ahead and take that too far. I think sometimes as Christ followers, we just often go ahead and say, well, it really doesn't matter what anybody thinks about me. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, can I tell you something? Sometimes what other people think about us does have a direct impact on our testimony and what we can go ahead and speak into their life. So I do think we kind of need to be concerned about that. But more important than that, we need to be concerned about a relationship with God, because if we take care of our relationship with God, He'll take care of the reputation that we have with other people. And Mary was concerned about relying on God's Word and being able to say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and rely on His Word. But then here's what would take place. You see, when she knew that it would pierce her own soul, as Simeon had told her, how do you go ahead and move on from something like that? You have to rely on His Word. But when we begin to receive it and we begin to rely on it, here's what we're able to do. And I think this is probably one of the most important things that my mom gave me. And I think it's the most important thing that we can go ahead and begin to give the people around us. And it's just this, we can relay His Word. We can just go ahead and pass it on. We can go ahead and exchange it. We can go ahead and make that exchange and we can pass it on and we can impact someone else. Can I tell you something? We can't go ahead and relay what we have not received and what we have not relied upon. Because if we haven't received it and we haven't relied upon it, we can't carry it to give it to someone else. And when we don't receive it and we don't rely upon it, the people around us kind of know it and they're not ready to go ahead and receive it from us. We really can't pass it on. You see, Mary lived a life where she followed Jesus. She didn't understand all of who He was, but she followed Him. And even though she didn't understand everything about Him, and even though she did follow Him, guess what? There were other children that didn't follow Him. She took her family to the temple. She did the things that she knew what was right. And maybe for her it seemed like, wow, are these others ever going to believe? Well, according to Galatians chapter 1, verse number 19, there came a point where James, the brother of Jesus, did believe, and he became a leader in the church. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 5, Paul points out Lois and Eunice, mother and grandmother of Timothy. He says, Timothy, just as someone poured into your life and gave you the Word of God, I want you to go ahead and make sure and relay that to the lives of other people. You see, as a Christ follower, here's what Jesus said. If you want to go ahead and have a truth that helps you win, then here's what you need to do. You need to continue in My Word. What does Jesus mean, and what do we learn from the example of Mary? It's not going to go ahead and give us a perfect life. It's not going to go ahead and protect us from all the frustrations and all the setbacks and the struggles of life, but here's what it does. We begin to receive it so we can rely on it in the good times and the bad times. We begin to receive it, and when moments come, we rely on it and we begin to understand it more, but it allows us to do the greatest thing that we can do, and that's to relay it to someone else. To relay it to someone else. I think it's an incredible thing to think that Mary, the mother of Jesus, had other children that didn't believe. And I'm certain that at some point in time she thought, are they ever going to believe? Moms and others, don't give up. Because the Bible says that James came to faith and James would grow and he would be an incredible leader in the early church. And I can't help but to think that his mom had some influence on that. Today, you want a truth that wins. Let's look at this example from her life and the example from the Word of God and realize this. When we begin to receive His Word, we receive Him as our Savior, we receive that relationship, we receive the things that He wants us to do, we begin to rely on His Word, we can relay His Word to others and impact their future and impact their eternity. Some of us will say, you know what, I'm not so certain that I'm ready to do that. Mary, she wasn't perfect. She never came out and said, okay, here I am, I'm ready to receive, I'm ready to go ahead and rely, and I'm ready to relay. No, she just came to a point where it was natural in her life. But we need to remember this from her example for our life, that our decisions today, big and small, will determine the direction of our life and what it will be tomorrow, what the direction of the lives of others will be tomorrow. Mary said, I'm going to receive His Word. I'm going to rely on it. I'm going to relay it. I hope that you'll make that decision and take that direction for your life today. Would you pray with me? Father, we come to You today and we thank You for who You are. Lord, today we celebrate moms. And we thank You for them. Father, as we gather here today and celebrate moms, I pray that right now You would help us to remember and to realize that no matter how great our mom is or no matter how much we feel like we missed out on, that the most important thing is that we have a relationship with You. Father, today I would ask You to help us to receive that relationship with You, that by faith we would trust You. Father, I pray that You would help us to receive what You have for us today. If there's one here that You're speaking to their heart and You're encouraging them to just trust You, I pray that today You would help them to receive that. I pray that You would help all of us to rely upon Your Word and that You would help us to give that away into the lives of others. For it's in Christ's name. As we continue in this time of invitation today, maybe you're here and you've never received the forgiveness that Jesus has offered for you. You've never came to a place where you've said, I want to put my faith and trust in You, Jesus. Today, if you've never done that, I want you to know that there's a Savior that loves you more than anything, and He gave His life for you so that you could receive the forgiveness of sins, so that you would have hope today, but so that you would also have an eternal hope, the hope of heaven. Maybe today you would like to know more about that. In just a moment, we're going to stand together and sing, and you'll have the opportunity just to respond. And if you'd like to know more about following Jesus, about having that personal relationship with Him, I would just invite you to step out and come the moment we begin to sing. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing or thinking. Don't worry about who's singing. Don't worry about any of that. If God's kind of speaking to your heart and you're wanting to do that, I just encourage you to come. Maybe you're here today and you would say, John, I've already received His Word. I've already received that relationship, but I would like to go ahead and continue to receive His direction in my life. I want to have some conversation with Him about what He wants me to do and where He wants me to be in life. Maybe today you would say, Lord, I want to kind of receive that. I want to take that in. I want what You have for me. Maybe today you would say, I need to rely on your word more. Or maybe today you're one that would say, I need to begin to relay your word into the lives of my children, into the lives of my friend, my neighbors, whatever it might be. If you got a want to in your heart, I just encourage you just to step out and come as we stand together and sing. Would you stand with me, please?